It's time now for KJM's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Did you get out yesterday afternoon?
A little bit, yeah. I went for a walk for a while.
We did, too.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of nice.
It was.
A little breezy.
It was a little breezy.
But, you know, hey, it's spring in Iowa. It's not spring. It's almost spring in Iowa. What'd you expect? It's kind of been spring-like for a while, hasn't it? It's kind of neat. Yeah, spring's still, what, almost two full weeks away. Three full. Yeah, well, a week and a half or so, thereabouts. 2 weeks away, roughly. So, yeah, we're still... We're not supposed to be enjoying this kind of weather. And it's going to be decent. Well, there's a chance of rain today.
But yeah.
Other than that, the temperatures will be nice again today. And it's actually supposed to be pretty decent here for a while.
Yeah, it looks like the outlook. I mean, tomorrow there's a dipping down to 48, but we'll deal with that. But and 50s and mid-50s the rest towards the weekend, so...
All the March snowstorms we've lived through over the years, I'm not complaining about 48 at all.
No.
I mean, there's that rare little spot somewhere where the sun is blocked from hitting it, where there might still be just a small pile of snow. and pile is probably too much of a word for what's left out there. Other than that, bring it on. Mm-hmm. I saw golf yesterday, too. I actually saw people out playing golf. That's optimistic.
Nice enough.
Yeah, no kidding. But, the breeze does. It gives you a good excuse, right? Fred, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. I seen guys out riding their Harleys yesterday, too.
A lot of motorcycles out last night.
I'd be a little scared of the sand on the streets, I think, yet.
Yeah, some of those mean machines, too, those mopeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, those things just growl coming down the street, don't they? Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Remodeling the bathroom or kitchen in your home can be a challenge. At Camlin Plumbing and Heating, we work hard to keep a remodel as calm and pleasant as possible. From products known for quality and value to coordination with your carpenter, Camlin Plumbing and Heating has successfully remodeled several of your neighbors' rooms and produced a good experience for them to remember. With Kohler, Sterling, Delta, Lasco, and many other brands to choose from, Camlin Plumbing and Heating will ensure that your job is done right and with longevity in mind. Give us a call to give you a free estimate for your next job. Call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at our Harlan store, 755-3286.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Hey, I found a website the other day. It's called the Garden Web, and I was looking at that thing because it's been so decent out here lately, and you look and think, man, we haven't had frost in the ground for a while now, you know. And
I really do have spring fever. You're looking at garden stuff already.
Well, and I don't even garden, but I was, you know, just looking for different topics and things to visit about, and one of the things that popped up, of course, this time of the year is gardening, and a lot of folks enjoy that. Some people convince themselves each year that this is the year I'm going to go out and plant that garden out back. And you know, if you're a regular gardener, well, then you know all the ins and outs, and you understand that the key thing to gardening is patience. Too many people decide this is it, I'm going to do it this year. They're real enthusiastic about it, they're ready to go, but they just don't seem to have the patience to be able to wait it out all that time. It's, you know, you don't plant seeds, water them, and it's not a cartoon. They don't grow overnight. You know, you don't climb the beanstalk the very next day. That's just not the way it works. And sometimes those enthusiastic bursts will yield gardens that are doomed to failure. The plants wither, and the gardeners become convinced they lack some secret knowledge or inherent skill to garden. And in most of the cases, just a few hours of planning and preparation quite possibly could have made all the difference in the world. So they do list a few things for you to keep in mind, especially if you're a first-timer and you've really never done it before, but you've thought about it all the time and you just haven't gotten there. And one of the first things to consider if you're looking at the backyard now and thinking, there's a spot maybe I'd like to do that, is what will grow in that location? That's the first thing you want to determine, is the spot that you have available for a garden. What do you think would grow there? And that's where a lot of gardeners make their first mistake. Too often the plants are purchased before any thought was really given to the conditions that they'll have to grow in. Three chief factors determine what will grow in a particular spot, and they are sunlight, the composition of the soil, and the soil moisture. Now, while you have some influence on soil composition and moisture, as far as sunlight goes, you get what you get. You really can't control that too much. So it's important to have a good idea of what amount of sunlight will reach your garden throughout the year. Plants that require full sun generally need at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day. Patches that are under large deciduous shade trees receive only mottled sunlight. So in that situation, there can be a large variation in the amount of light that hits nearby spots. So generally, you want to find plants require half sun or a few hours of direct sun a day. Now, other sites, like the north side of a building, well, they're going to remain in the shade most of the year round. So a shade garden requires the most careful of planning, but there are many wonderful plants that will thrive in the darkest of shade as well. Now, another thing that you need to consider is the lay of the land. What type of soil are you working with? The three main constituents of soil are sand, silt, and clay. Sand has the largest particles. Clay has the smallest, which is why it packs so tightly together. The silt particles are of intermediate size. So any ideal garden soil would be about 40% sand, 40% silt, and 20% clay. The easiest way to see what type of soil you have is just to dig a few holes and then take some samples. There are a number of sample tests you can do to determine the composition of the soil. One method is to just take a fistful of soil and squeeze it into a ball. If it won't hold its shape, then the soil is probably too loose or sandy. So you try to break the ball apart by pressing on it with your thumb. A good soil will break apart readily, but if not, you probably have too much clay in your soil. And another method, they say, is to take a couple of cups of soil and put them in a half-gallon jar filled with water. You want to agitate the mixture until all the soil is in suspension and then let it settle overnight. And the next day, you'll see that three distinct layers have formed. There should be sand at the bottom, then the silt, and then a top layer of clay. So you kind of get an idea of what you're dealing with there. And you can also amend your soil, too. The best way to amend a poor soil, whether it's sandy, too much clay, or it's silty, is to add organic matter. So if your soil is high in sand or silt, you can add a combination of topsoil and peat moss or compost. You always want to moisten the peat moss before you add it to your soil. If the problem is too much clay, you can add peat moss or compost and then some sand. And many gardeners advise never adding sand to soil, as it can sometimes create a kind of concrete. But the website says they found that to be the case when you're dealing sometimes with the urban soils, which can be about 80% silt. But when you use it in addition to organic matter, sand can help loosen up some of the clay soils and allow for proper drainage. Now, they say if your soil is very heavy, for example, if it's high in clay, you may want to work it with a raised bed. That provides your plants with a little more drainage than they might have otherwise, and it won't entail replacing several tons of soil either. Landscape timber or stones can be used to create a short wall several inches high, or the soil can be gently sloped to prevent some erosion there as well. The other issue there, too, is to keep a watch on the moisture. Soil moisture is obviously tied to the climate where we live, but even in a small yard, there can be wide variations. If your garden is at the bottom of a hill, the soil might remain wet for long periods of time. Now, in that situation, you can always try creating a raised bed, as we mentioned earlier, but it's best to stick to plants that enjoy having their feet wet. Alternatively, if your plot is very dry, don't assume that you'll be able to compensate by frequent watering. Some of the plants will be happy in a dry place, and you'll be able to take that two-week vacation without worrying too much whether your neighbor has remembered to water it for you every day while you're gone. And the last little note that they give you, a simple note about gardening for first-timers, is just remember, you can't fight Mother Nature. While some measures can be taken to make your garden a hospitable place for particular plants, your experience will be much more rewarding if you learn to work with nature. Now, you might be able to plant your rose garden in that shady spot, but you're going to need to feed the roses more fertilizer and spray more fungicide, and they still won't look as nice as if they were planted in full sun. Azaleas, for example, in bloom, they might look great at the front of your south-facing home, but if they were planted beneath some protection from the sun, they might not be constantly infested with different types of bugs. So you can spray them regularly with insecticide, but now the garden's becoming about as environmentally friendly as an oil refinery, too. So you want to learn to work with nature and maybe save yourself a lot of time, some money, and some grief, too. It's a long, drawn-out process. And if you don't have a good experience at the end of that long, drawn-out process, just because you didn't follow some simple steps that could have solved that problem at the beginning, you'll probably never do it again. That's why most gardeners quit. I just can't do this. It just doesn't work. And it's just all about, like anything else, it's about that preparation at the beginning.
And it's really hard to stay ahead of the weeds.
You know, we didn't talk about that. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
That's the pessimist view.
Oh, I know. It is. You know, I did it one time. I visited with some folks because there was an effort here several years ago to kind of start getting the grape growing industry going. It used to be a thriving industry many decades ago here in southwest Iowa, but they've been trying to kind of get that going, and they've had some success. A lot of folks have taken that up again here in the area. And in visiting with them about how to do that, I mean, I can't think of too much more, of too many more things that you would need patience for than that. You know, you're going to plant the things, you're going to suspend them, you're going to take care of the grapevines and things, but you're also not going to see anything for about 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes about 8 years before you really get a first crop, and it's work. It's not just, well, they're set up the vines, we'll set up the, I can't think of the term for it, but the structures that you use to let the vines spread. But then they also say you're probably, it's not the worst thing in the world to do, but you have to figure pretty much giving up one weekend every month where you're going to spend probably all day Saturday, depending on how big your garden is, that area is, your vineyard is, but you're going to spend probably an entire weekend out weeding once a month and taking care of things. And, you know, boy, you really have to have a sense of stick-to-itiveness to put that effort into it, knowing full well you're going to see nothing for about 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess gardening sounds simple compared to that, doesn't it? Remember that. Keep that on your mind when you're out there struggling.
You know, it's amazing that a bottle of wine don't cost like a lot more.
Sometimes a bottle of wine is the only way I can get through gardening. I don't. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Rinnai Instant Water Heaters give you almost limitless hot water and the best efficiency available for your home. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has put in several of these across the area, and with our experience, we can tell you that the payback is there. These water heaters will give you much more hot water at less energy cost and take up much less room in your utility area. Also, with a direct vent system, you will have one less appliance going up that chimney and deteriorating it. Give us a call to get a free estimate at Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today was author unknown. It says, until you commit your goals to paper, you have intentions that are like seeds without soil.
Very good. Oh, timely, too.
Yeah.
Great.
We hit that one right on the honey today.
The other option is you could garden like my father used to. He'd go out and buy tomato plants. Yeah,
Buy a tomato plant.
Well, the rest was up to us. Oh, I mean, he went out and bought tomato plants. That's how he gardened.
I'm going, well, that's what everybody does.
Yeah, see, that's what he did every year. I mean, it was hard work for him.
Yeah.
And I can remember him standing at the back door, arms crossed, watching us out there weeding that area.
I think one of those topsy-turvies would be the only way I'd do that.
Yeah, I can see why he loved to garden. It was easy. I want to do it the way he does.
Yeah.
Brett, thanks for coming.
You bet.
Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.